After that meeting, just for what it's worth, we then went to the Élysée Palace for the president to meet with Macron. That lasted until about 12:45. The two presidents were then joined by the two first ladies for a lunch, just the four of them. It lasted into the afternoon. The president then went back to the embassy and a dinner that night for the heads of state who were attending. And that was his schedule that day.
I guess that, you know, and as I say, Jennifer Griffin stands by her sources. Perhaps there was another discussion that happened in another area that they were privy to, and that is her reporting on this. But, you know, I guess the bigger question is this question of the president's general attitude towards the military, because I think what people see is very different from what they're hearing from these generals. And he says that the rank and file is supportive of him, he believes, but that some of the leadership at the Pentagon, who did not like some of the decisions that he made with regard to standing by the Kurds or with drawing down troops in Afghanistan, is where the divide is, and that perhaps that's why they are putting out these messages and putting his comments in light that makes him look terrible. Do you agree or disagree?
Yeah. Look, obviously, I can't prove the negative that he never said those things. The president has a habit of disparaging people. He ends up denigrating almost everybody that he comes in contact with whose last name is not Trump. I was simply responding to what I thought was the main point of the Atlantic article, that at the critical point, Saturday morning, when the decision was made not to go to Anmarin, that he made the disparaging remarks, and he did not. Now, with respect to to what people at the Pentagon think, and I think this is important, this afternoon at his press conference, the president of the United States said the following, that the top people at the Pentagon aren't in love with him because they want to do nothing but fight wars so that all those wonderful companies that make the bombs and make the planes and make everything else stay happy. Apart from being incoherent, Elizabeth Warren really couldn't have said it better.
Okay. We're going to have to leave it there. John Bolton, thank you very much. Good to have you with us. We'll see you next time.
Glad to be with you.